It's a new year, so that means it's time to get organized.
Oh, dear. I also will show you how to build with Lego.
And we round things out with a sticker or two. This is the way.
It's time for iOS Today. iOS Today comes to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? LastPass can ensure they are by making access and authentication seamless. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
Podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
iOS Today is brought to you by Zapier. Zapier connects all your business software and handles the work for you, so you can focus on what matters most. Right now through the end of the month, go to Zapier.com/iOS for your free 14-day trial. And by Casper. Casper is a sleep brand that makes expertly designed products to help you get your best rest one night at a time. Get $100 towards select mattresses by visiting Casper.com/iOS today and using the promo code iOS today at checkout. iOS Today time. I would be Leo Laporte.
He would be, and I think today I am Micah Sargent.
And this is the show where we talk about all the I things, which would be your iPad, your Apple Watch. There's no I in Apple Watch.
Oh, darn.
Dang it. There's no I in team either, though. So Apple Watch, it's a team. It's the Apple team, the Apple TV, and the iPhone.
Speaking of, and none of that.
As I always bring up, CarPlay.
Yes, this is what I'm... Ding, ding, ding. Guess what?
What?
I heard back from our dear friend, the electrical engineer.
It took an electrical engineer.
So I was just going to bring it in. Literally, this was going to be the CarPlay episode today.
Yeah.
However, I heard back our dear friend, he and his whole family were sick with the flu.
Oh,
and
no.
So that's why I hadn't
heard
back from him.
Sorry, dear friend.
Yes. However, he's back in business. And so I am holding out because it will be better if we have a completely mobile unit.
We're going to get it.
But yes, it's ready. I just plugged it in yesterday to make sure everything, how I wired it up, was good to go.
Good.
So we are just waiting. I basically had to use a voltimeter determine the DC current and blah, blah, blah. And so we are in the process, but it's moving along. We're going to have a CarPlay episode soon.
Any
it won't
minute
be next
now.
Week, but it'll be probably the week after that. So stay tuned if you want
any
to know about
minute now.
All the new CarPlay stuff.
Holy cow. CarPlay time. Meanwhile, this is the episode we're going to show you. You said get organized.
Get organized. It's a new year. You got a lot of stuff. I
want to show people how to take notes, mm-hmm. how to do to-do lists, that kind of thing.
Oh, you're getting that organized.
Well, how organized are you getting?
You organize that way. I'm going to organize.
You like lists?
I'm talking how to organize your closet, how to know what stuff you have in your home.
Oh, forget that. Look it. The reason we have technology is so that we can have this part of our lives organized while the rest of it is
a
complete
mess. But why not use this technology to help undo the mess?
Please show me how.
You know what? I'm going to show you how.
Is this going to go make my bed?
You just push a button and the iPad grows arms and legs.
If you had a shortcut to make my bed, I would use it.
Hey Siri, make my bed.
Wouldn't that be great?
Wow. It's not even listening to me.
What would it have? Like arm things under your bed that go... There's no way. You need a human to make a bed. They will not, in my lifetime or yours, which is a lot longer, they will not, I guarantee you, have a bed-making robot.
I could make one right now. You know what I would do?
What?
A HomeKit-enabled bed-making robot.
Hire a task rabbit.
Wrong. I would use... They have these motorized mechanisms that are used to open and shut shades for your HomeKit home. You fasten those to the side of a blanket, and then at the beginning of the day, you say, make my bed, and it goes and pulls up the sides of the blanket perfectly laid out.
Okay.
Flat on top
if
of
you, it. I'm telling you, there's a market for that.
Yeah, but then you would strangle yourself when you get wrapped up in the cord at
You
night.
Remember The Fifth Element, the movie The Fifth
of
Element?
Of course.
Classic, great movie, Bruce Willis. In his little tiny efficiency apartment,
yes,
his shower is the stove. It goes up in the air, and his bed, you push a button, it goes back in, and it's kind of like
a Murphy bed.
It's It's like a Murphy bed. It's exactly like it folds up into the wall, but it's also kind of like a bowling alley because you know how the machine comes down and resets the pins? He pushes it. When it comes out, the bed is not only freshly made, it's plastic wrapped. Wrap. It's like brand new. I want that.
Okay.
Okay. So the waste would be terrible.
I was going to say, you just want a fresh bed every day.
Incinerates the bedding. It starts all over. Here he is in his efficiency apartment. Watch that. There it is. Brand new. Yeah, now, boy, that was fast. Kevin did not do that. I want to say he did that. He did not do that in editing, in post.
Right.
That he did that. And what's the opposite of post?
Pre.
Live? Pre? Oh.
Well, technically it would be pre, wouldn't pre. It? Pre. But yeah. It's during.
He did that in the show.
There's very, pre, there's very in, and there's post.
Impressive, Kevin. So show us your way of making, or whatever it is you're going to show
us.
Wow. I wish you can't clean up the apartment.
No. However, this is not about cleaning up the apartment.
Thank goodness.
So I think this app is pretty cool. And actually, the Rosemary Orchard showed
cool,
this
man.
App to me.
It's definitely cool.
Yes. And it's called Stylebook. So this helps you organize your closet and it helps you sort of figure out different things that you want to get going. So the first thing that I would do is tap to add an item. Would I like to add clothing or inspiration? I think I would like to add clothing.
Watch your reflection, because unfortunately it's really hard because there's a light right behind your head.
So I can take a photo of my beautiful hat.
This is not my beautiful hat.
And do that. Oh my gosh, listen to that.
Holy moly.
That wasn't built into the app. It's not skeuomorphic.
Oh, that was him?
That was him.
He did it again?
And then this is awesome. If you put this thing on a solid background, it will automatically remove the background for you.
What?
And so obviously it's because I didn't do an incredible job. See, you can see now.
Can you do that in technology these days?
Okay. I think you're trolling a little bit, but... and then I can manually edit it if I want to.
I'm just going to
go ahead and move along, little doggy. And I select a destination category where I want to move this item. Well, obviously, this is an accessory. So I'm going to put it in accessories.
Accessorize.
Hats.
Yes.
Now, in my closet, what have I got? Oh, dear. I've got a hat and I've got some sample tops.
Sample tops.
And some sample bottoms. Yes, thank
you. We call them shirts and pants.
I call them trousers because pants are underwear.
Oh, are you British?
Well, apparently. here are some shoes. And
what do you call a fanny pack?
Oh, golly. We don't. That's what we do. And then I can
think they call it, believe it or not, a butt bag.
Do they really?
Yeah. Seems like fanny pack's a little more genteel.
Well, now I'm distracted. So you can set it up where you have everything dropped into your closet and you can start to see very easily what you have and what you might want to wear. And you can put together looks. So, hey, these are my day looks. These are my formal looks. I will add items from my actual list to this area and I can start to put together different looks for different days as well
different
as inspiration
looks for different days
for things that I want to wear at some point.
You are a sophisticated dandy man about town.
Even better.
Yes.
I can plan things on my calendar.
A bum bag.
So that way
That's
I
what
know
they call it, a bum bag.
I can't wait for your turn so I can just
I'm sorry.
Roast,
I'll shut up now.
Roast the crap out of you.
I'll shut up.
So I can put these things into my calendar so that way I know, oh, wow. You know, I'm going to track Leo's wardrobe. Oh, wow. Leo wore that shirt last week on the same day.
So
clearly he's
got,
if I were to look at his tag, it says Tuesday on it. He's got a Tuesday
shirt.
That's
really cool.
But then you can see like, oh, here's the clothing that I wore the most this month, which I think is kind of nice. And then even better is that it goes into packing. So you can start to pack what you want and check it off however you want to. And then over time, you can start to see, here's how much my closet is worth. Here's the colors that I have the most to sort of figure out your wardrobe. Here is, you know, how many items I have and all the way through to have all of these details. So I just really like kind of not only having access to and a quick look at what's in your closet without having to jump into the closet to see, but also, being able to organize against a calendar and know at a glance sort of what you have to work with. Now, of course, the way that Stylebook makes some money is by having a shop that's built into it with different deals and things like that. And as you add stuff to your
What's mod? Closet, is mod outlet mean like you could dress like a mod from the 60s?
It's like called mod cloth.
Cigarette pants and little black ankle boots and like a flowered shirt and a fur vest.
That's all I wear.
wouldn't you like that outfit?
It's not a bad outfit.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Mod cloth is, I don't even know. It's a website that sells clothes.
You got to me because you know why? Now instead of pants and shirt, I'm calling them outfits.
Okay.
Tops and bottoms.
Yeah, see?
And instead of calling it a sweater, I'm going to call it a jumper.
Yes, a jumper.
A jumper. Can you wear a bum bag with a jumper?
I am not the person to answer that question.
Go ahead, please.
I don't know why you're being so trolly this morning, but it's kind of, it's fun. It's different.
It's different.
You had your Wheaties this morning.
No, I had some CBD this morning.
That's what it is.
They said it's not supposed to get you high.
Well, it doesn't.
It's supposed to relax, ease the pain.
Of daily life.
I helped my daughter move yesterday in my back.
Oh, okay. I see.
And my head. Okay. Little tip.
Wait, what? Why is your head hurting?
Don't carry, if you're carrying furniture, don't put it on your head.
Oh, Leo.
I had a chair, and it was easiest to put it on my head and go up the stairs. But now my neck's a little sore.
Do you have a chiropractor appointment?
No.
Oh.
I don't believe in chiropractic.
Stop.
I don't.
Are you? Okay, hold on. No, we'll come back to that. We are gonna have
I did. It worked. Yeah. I completely distracted.
Now I'm really upset.
Okay.
Now I'm actually upset.
Mod club.
And then you can use the Wi-Fi accept button to basically use your phone as the satellite device to take photos with and then sort of do the organization here. So that's nice. But that is Stylebook. So a quick and easy way to sort of organize your closet, know what's available, and be able to access statistics on your wardrobe.
I feel this. I'll tell you why I'm trolling.
Wait, this hold is, on. It's $3.99.
Oh, that's not bad.
To purchase.
We saw, by the way, and if I had known of your interest in this sort of thing at CES, and I didn't shoot it, if I'd known, we would have done a bit on it. A mirror that does this exact thing. You stand in the mirror, it takes a picture of your outfit, and then it tracks it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're in TV, there's a person whose entire job, they call them a stylist sometimes, their entire job is before you go out on the camera, they take a picture of you so that they put it in a book with the date. This is what Leo wore on what is this, January 21st, 2020.
Uh-huh.
And so that they know now and they can rotate it and so forth, which is what you're doing, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
I don't have that person at home.
Right.
Used to have it at Tech TV, believe it or not. They had a book. Then they fired everybody, but that was another story. But this mirror does that for you automatically. It says you wore that. There it is. Nessa.
Nessa.
Nobody will see you repeat an outfit.
Is that what that Nessa stands for?
Nobody? Yeah. We'll see, sort of.
No.
Nobody will see.
Oh, that's neon.
Nah.
Wait,
why
no,
did they call it neon?
What's N-E?
Neron.
What is N-E?
N-E, I don't know. Anyway, that's...
periodic table.
That was... This is probably the most trivial use of artificial intelligence.
Yes.
In the history of mankind.
However, that does take a lot of computer vision work to operate.
I use this to organize my life.
Okay. What is that for the listeners?
For those of you not watching at home, this is a Google Home, although it'll work with an Amazon Echo as well.
Okay.
This is incredibly useful when you're making a shopping list. You're looking in the refrigerator.
Oh, I've got corn.
What do I need? I need something. Fridge. Now, normally you'd have a pad, and Lisa still, to this day, does this. She has a pad and paper and writes it down like a savage.
Oh, like a 1920s flapper.
Housewife. Yeah, like a flapper. That's funny that you should say it because she does, in fact, wear her 1920s flapper
really?
Dress.
While she goes, oh, my word.
While she's going through
all
it.
All I have in the fridge is
I got a Charleston.
watch me dance while I look in the fridge.
Da,
I need to call the milkman.
We need some milk now. Oh. There she is.
Yeah, wow, look at me.
Doing the fridge.
Look at my pearls. Okay, anyway.
How fast can you type, Kevin?
I know, for the love of God.
I am boggled. Oh, perhaps, you know why
he's
saw
pull
the
up
script.
Boggle.
He looked at the script.
That's
and
right.
And he's prepared this all ahead of time.
See?
So, what was I saying? Oh, yes.
It's in the script.
So, there are two different programs now that you can use with your Google Home. There are also, you can also do it with Amazon Echo with an Amazon that will let you dictate a grocery list as you go.
Okay.
Google Keep will do this, but I'm going to show the program that I lately have been using, which I really like for my to-do list and other things. It's called AnyDo. And actually, this has been supported by Google Home for a long time.
I know AnyDo. I think you made that your list.
Yeah. It's a really great, and it's a task manager, and you see I have all my tasks here. But one of the lists I have here is a grocery list. Notice, incidentally, that grocery list is shared with my wife and other people who I don't really know. I don't know who these other people are. Oh, you know, that's our 17-year-old.
Okay.
I don't know who L.I. is. But anyway, it's shared.
I love it.
And if you're L.I. and you're getting my shopping list, I apologize. Now, watch what happens. So I'm going to – now, if those of you who have a Google Home at home, I apologize. We'll bleep this in the final, but if you're watching it live – add rosemary leaves to my shopping list. Oh, I said it wrong. I did it wrong.
Oh, that's my fault.
It's going to, yeah,
okay,
you.
I added those two things.
Ooh.
Well, it did, but it didn't add to the right list. It added to the shopping list, which I don't know where that goes. That's the Google shopping list.
It would be nice if it was smart enough to know.
Well, if you say the right, and this is, but that's true with all voice assistants. Add butter to my grocery list.
Okay.
Boom.
Added butter.
Look how fast that did
that. That was immediate.
Furthermore, yes, you're noticing something, aren't you?
Oh, my God. I love it.
Google, add Oro wheat bread to my grocery list.
Got it. Those two
things.
Stop. This is called grocery list. Anything else?
That's so
yes.
Nice.
Oh, sorry.
I couldn't verify your voice, so I can't change.
That's because Micah started talking, Google.
Or verify your voice match settings.
Yeah. So that's the other problem with voice assistants. You have to demand silence in the room, which is so stupid.
Yeah.
It's really a big problem in the car because as soon as I say, you know, hey, anybody in the car, everybody else in the car starts going, they start messing with me, right?
Right.
So you can only do this if the house is empty, it's quiet.
Yes.
Everybody is asleep. The children are tucked in. And then you say, add butter to my grocery list.
Okay, I added butter.
Again.
Notice it doesn't say you already have butter. That's right. Fine.
That's
I don't
fine.
Care about
yeah.
that. Steel cut oats to my shopping list.
Okay, I added steel cut oats.
I don't know where that shopping list is. It's in the Google Home thing. Hey, Google, add steel cut oats to my grocery list. I want to show you one other feature.
Got it. Steel cut oats on your list called grocery list.
Anything else?
Anything else?
Yes.
What did you want to add?
Celery.
Got it. Celery. What else?
Butter.
Butter. Got it.
Coconut what else? Oil.
Coconut oil.
Okay. Coconut oil. Your list is updated.
So it'll add three or four more items.
I love
you
that.
Also can say, add shredded wheat, corn flakes, and Captain Crunch to my grocery list.
Got it. Those two things on your list called grocery list.
So,
anything else?
Shredded wheat,
no.
Corn flakes. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it thought that it was shredded wheat corn flakes. That's why I put it in other, since I don't know where
I'm
you got
sure
that.
What that
I don't
is.
Know what aisle shredded wheat corn flakes are.
But I like
if
this.
I had said shredded wheat and corn flakes and Captain Crunch, it would have known.
Yes.
So this is the other thing is, and you can't see this if you're listening, but it's dividing it into the aisles.
That's so great.
So when I now take this shopping list, and it's because it's on my AnyDo, it's on my phone, it's everywhere. I could even print it out. But when I take it on my shopping list, I can, as I shop for stuff, check it off, and I can do it all in the same, you know, I'm now in the eggs and dairy. Let's get that 3 pounds of butter Leo wanted, and I can check them off as I go.
Golly,
isn't that great?
That's
it wonderful. Also is automatically sharing to Lisa, and she can do the
and
same
LI.
Thing. Now, one thing that you should note is in fact, go ahead, try to add something.
I do, but before I do that, I want to ask you one quick question. Is the aisle organization an AnyDo feature, or is Google doing that? Is the Google Home?
I think that's an AnyDo feature.
Gotcha.
That's a really good question. I don't know. If I, you know, you can set this up, and you do set it up in your Google Home app to go to other to-do lists or shopping lists or Google Keep. Mm-hmm. In fact, the reason I thought of this is they announced only a few weeks ago that Google Keep was now going to have this feature.
Gotcha.
And then I said, well, wait a minute. And I started setting it up, and then I realized, oh, it also works with AnyDo, and that's what I use. So if you want to use Google Keep, you can also, and this is a very handy thing in Google Keep, you can say, show my shopping list when I go to the store. You can tell it what store you go to, and it'll use location features. AnyDo is not doing this, but it'll use location features to pop that list up when you walk in the door at the store or even drive by, which is really handy because it reminds you got to buy all this stuff if you forget.
Now, the Google looks like it's spinning still. I don't know if it's thinking.
Let's just shut up for a second and see what it says.
There we go.
All better. I just hit it on the head.
Well, add batteries to my grocery list.
I couldn't verify your voice, so I can't change any lists. You can either try again or verify your voice match settings in the Google Home app.
And, of course, you can add another person to your Google Voice settings. So Lisa would be added to my Google Voice settings. So she could do that as well.
I love that you can't troll someone.
Yeah, because you tried. Mm-hmm. You, I think, ordered 1,000 pounds of coconut oil.
Oil, that's true. Yeah.
And while I could use a few pounds, 1,000 might be a little much. Anyway, I think that now it doesn't help you organize anything. But in a way it does because... This, to me, you know, they always talk about these smart refrigerators that will know what you've got and you need to order more. This seems like a much faster, easier way to do it. I even bought an Amazon Echo Wand
that scans stuff. Yeah.
This is really the easiest way. You know what you need. You open the refrigerator door. The nice thing is you don't have to write anything down. You can be going, moving things around, looking in the pantry. It's almost like you're taking inventory and you're talking to your Google Assistant. I just think this is a really nice feature.
I agree. That's the biggest thing for me. The reason why I... have in the past, I use little index cards is because I want to be able to organize according to aisles. So that's why I really freaked out when I saw that. Yeah. That is what I want.
Yeah.
Because I try to be efficient when I go to a grocery store.
I've showed before my recipe program, Paprika, which is, by the way, another huge organizer. I won't show you again. But instead of having that card index of plastic box with all the stuff, I just put everything in Paprika. And if you say, I'm going to make this, this, and this, it will also make a shopping list sorted by aisle.
Oh, nice.
So that's another way to do that. Once you get that feature in your shopping list, you never go back because you don't have to scan the list and say, okay, I'm over here by the milk. Is there anything else I need?
Right.
It's just, you know, it's, I know it seems like a small thing, but
it's a big thing when you're in the grocery store.
It helps me a lot. I don't want to spend more time than I have to grocery shopping. I actually enjoy it.
Oh,
and I'll tell you why. I get ideas for things to cook when I'm there. You know, if I don't do the shopping, then I'm going to get the standard stuff. But
That's a good point.
I go, those pimentos look nice today. I think I'm going to make my pimento loaf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That never happens.
Fried pimento loaf.
Thank God pimentos never look nice.
Yeah.
What do you got?
All right. Up next is Sortly.
Sortly.
Sortly is an app that it's Sortly awesome.
Sortly.
Yeah. So I'm actually going to go through the tutorial here just to show how this works. Because Sortly was an app that I found when I was looking at renter's insurance when I lived in Springfield, Missouri. And I was starting to get my renter's insurance and I needed to know what valuable items I had in my home that I wanted to sort of be protected under the plan, et cetera. And so this app will help you make an inventory.
Yeah, why was that hat there?
Because I was taking a photo of it earlier for the other thing.
For you, that's what you had worn?
That was what I wore, yeah. Okay.
Actually, we should do that with the hats.
Yeah.
App caps. We really should be keeping track.
Oh my goodness! That way we can see what days.
Yeah.
We
don't want to repeat app caps. Heaven forfend.
Right. What he said. So here we go. We're going to go through the process. Let's start by creating a new item in the available inventory folder. So we'll go into the folder. We add an item, and here we go again. We're going to add the camera. So
you take a picture of the camera
of this iPhone.
Yeah. It's funny how old am I? I've known this for decades that the insurance company would like you to take pictures of all your items and they add the serial numbers and stuff. And then it's much easier if you make a claim. And I have yet in all my years to do this. This is way too organized for me.
It's a lot of work.
going around your house. Thank goodness I've never had a robbery or a fire. So I've never had to use it. And this is, I guess, one of the calculuses you have to make in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to do these hours of effort cataloging my... And by the way, you have to keep it up to date. You buy something new, you got to add it in.
Yes, but once you do it the first time, it's much easier than to do it afterward, once you get the first one.
And I'm thinking because of the name, there's some sorting involved in this app?
There is. So we'll just say this was $9,000.
Yeah. That way the insurance company will be more likely to give you the $5 that you deserve.
So I'm going to put technology, gadget.
Nice. So that, and these are arbitrary. These are not categories that are built in.
Correct. Okay. These are categories that I can make, and I could add notes if I want to. Now, this is what I really like, is that I can create, I can print out a QR code that then is linked to this device. And, I'm going to show in
that
a second.
That is very organized.
And see, it even has a Bluetooth scanner that you can use to add to it. Now, we'll go ahead and...
This is for somebody really who's much more disciplined.
If I wanted to have more photos of this exact item, then I could. And we'll tap save. And we'll go ahead and add one more item just so we can see. And that is my...
Your mug? Your $4,000 coffee mug?
My $4,000 dishwasher worn, paint chipped... coffee mug with coffee is the whole name I'm going to use here. So then we'll tap next, and I'll give this a name again. Old coffee mug. I've got one.
The old coffee mug, it ain't what it used to be.
And also I want to note, and I'll show this in just a second, coffee, boom, 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 and twit.tv. I'll just call it twit. Sorry, Jerry. Boom. So there's that. And we'll close out of this. Done. Okay. Save and close. And then...
And then there's more?
So this is the available inventory right now. But I can... I'm trying to find now, where is that feature? Because this was what I loved about this. Wow, I'm kind of annoyed that I can't remember where this was. This was helpful whenever I was packing. So I'm not seeing it right now, but there was an awesome feature where, and it might be that you have to upgrade the plan, you could make a QR code that you would put on the outside of the box.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to label it at all. You don't have to write on
there.
The box.
And then all you have to do is give each mover an iPad.
No. It's so that whenever you get to your house and you take 900 years to unpack, like I do.
You know what's in there.
I go
to
the boxes.
Actually, this is brilliant.
Yeah. And I know that's what's got that exact thing in there.
Someday I'm going to do that before I move.
And this is kind of fun, too. Each of these items gets an individual
This is actually really cool.
There we go. There's the create label button. So then again, so it is an advanced feature.
Okay. And you'll print that out and you'll tape it to the box.
To the box.
And you know exactly the contents of that box.
Yeah. And so that way, if you've got them stacked, you can say, okay, that's where I've got
You could take a Sharpie and write it on the box, but this is better.
Because then you have to write everything out, and then you're going to have to cross
it
out
the next
time you use
the box. Do write for the movers, write which room it's going to, right?
Yeah. But so for me, for example, I still have, and by the way, pro tip, I think this is a wonderful thing to do. If you're moving, banker's box.
Love banker's boxes. We always do that. They're designed for papers. That's why they call them banker's box. But they have lids.
They have lids. You just get the smooth move kit, and so I've done that twice. So now I have plenty of boxes.
Not these kind. Not cardboard boxes. There you go. No, that was it.
That is what I use the cardboard ones.
Well, they're cardboard, but not like the old brown boxes that you have to tape up.
They come flat. It shows you how to
banker's boxes. They're small, but that's what you want because you don't want to lift too. It's not good for your back.
Right, not good for your back or your head if you put it on your head.
And don't put it on your head.
And these, they come with lids. It's so great, and they
the
stack
smooth
very easily.
Move thing is from Fellows. Is that what that's from? What is that from?
Smooth move
U-Haul
from Banker's Box. No,
get they
it on
call
Amazon.
It.
Yeah.
It's, oh,
yeah.
There's a company called Banker's Box.
Yes. Yes.
I didn't know it was a brand name. I thought it was a thing.
Look up Smooth Move for me.
There it
Kevin.
Is. Look at that. That's a Banker's Box.
Smooth Move Banker's Box because
it has handles.
Yes, it has handles.
I love Banker's Boxes.
Also good. And so this is the thing. I've saved them from different moves. I don't want to have to keep erasing and rewriting. And then it's just this mess. I'm like, was this kitchen or is this office now? Because I've used them in two or three different moves.
This is so brilliant.
I don't want to have to move. There you go. So.
Oh, that's actually a fancy Banker's Box.
See, it's a medium 8-pack that comes with a bunch of boxes
in it. And does she come with it too?
Yes, she will help you
assemble. Because the thing I hate is putting boxes together.
Oh, that's my favorite part.
She'd be nice if she came over and helped me.
I love that part is assembling
the boxes.
I don't know
if my wife would enjoy it, but she would like, I would like it. A question from the Peanut Gallery. And by the way, that's the new official name for our chat room.
Oh.
The Peanut Gallery asks, can you loan stuff out with Sortly and then know who it's loaned out to? Can you use it as also a way of keeping track of, like, neighbor Ed borrowed my lawnmower and that's who's got
that
it?
That is a good question.
That would be a really nice feature to add if you don't already have
I'm
that
gonna
Sortly.
See.
So Sortly is your personal home inventory, basically.
Yes.
Of all kinds. But great
you
for moving.
For
did you use this
you
when you moved?
Yes.
And you did the QR codes?
Yes. And that, now
I
don't
so
have
impressed.
It because it was the premium version, so I only had it for that period of time.
Oh, it's a limited. You have to subscribe and all that. I guess
there we go. Lent or rented out items right there.
Look at that.
So you can add it to this list and show how many
Sortly.
You have left.
I want this. This is a great idea.
And so, yeah, this is great for, like I said, if you are sold or used. So this is also an inventory system. There's like a professional version that is for actual full-on inventory. I don't use that. The Peanut Gallery.
They also say you have a nasty mug.
I think
they're talking about your coffee cup, not your face.
Oh, thank God. If I had a dollar for every time I've heard I had a nasty mug.
You've got a nasty mug.
I'd have $72.
I love Sortly.
I do too. Genuinely. And I wish that I still had my whole inventory so you could see quite, you know, whenever it's all put together that way. But yes, it's really nice that you can lend out items and see how long they've been gone. So for those of you who lend out, I don't know, do people still lend out
sure.
Blu-rays?
You have to lend out tools.
Tools.
I borrowed my wife's ex-husband's pickup truck yesterday.
And he's a Sortly user.
It explains why he scanned me into his database when I took the truck.
So let me see your retina.
I have something similar. I was thinking I really should do this, but I do have something sort of similar, and I've showed this before. Joplin.
Yeah.
We talked about this, and you'll remember it because it's the town in Missouri that you're nearby.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from Scott Joplin, who it's because Scott had many notes. It's a notebook app. That synchronizes to Dropbox or whatever, and you can see I actually have a lot of notes. I'm gonna collapse these folders so you see I have some organization in it. Work, personal, reference, travel. But in my work notebooks, let me expand them out. I do have a list of hardware. So one of the things I at least am organized enough to do this when I get a new computer. I will go in there and I will put the specs in there.
Nice.
I have the invoice. I have the price.
Oh, good. You've got the invoice.
Yeah, that's a useful thing to have. Yes, and you can embed documents. I probably shouldn't show that, but you can. I don't know if it had a credit card. It wouldn't have a credit card number.
Just the last four. Yeah.
Yeah. But you can embed. This is nice because you can embed binary files. It uses markup, so it's very easy to put data in. But it doesn't have those.
Wait, markup or markdown?
Markdown.
Excellent.
Yeah, not markup, markdown.
Okay. Excellent.
So that is really handy for, but it doesn't have those Sortly features. So I guess it depends on, you know, the scanning, the printing, the barcode, all that stuff.
It's a lot.
You can have an inventory. This notebook, I just put all the stuff I do, meeting notes, articles I write. I even have a little article on the first time I install a machine.
Ooh.
The stuff that I the routine that I go through, all the
That's
things I install
neat.
Just because I do it enough that I don't want to have to, you know, I don't want to forget anything. So, and this synchronizes. I have it on all my devices: Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux as well. There's a Linux version. It's a free program. It's open source, called Joplin. And then you can synchronize it to a variety of cloud services so that you have the same notes on all your devices. I really like it. I actually, they have a Patreon page, and I hand over a couple bucks a month because I really want to encourage them to keep development.
Yeah.
That's a very handy thing. So that's Joplin. That's kind of if you want to do it yourself inventory program. That
and
kind of
just
thing.
Sort of stay organized in terms of, again, like you're talking about digitally.
I like Sortly, though. Before I move, I don't know if I'm ever moving again. But if I ever do, God, it's the worst thing ever. But if I ever do, that would be a really great tool.
Yeah. Like I said, that box thing just boop, got that QR code.
And now that you've done it once, it's probably easier. It would be easy to keep moving. Don't ever move again. But if you wanted to,
I hate moving so much.
If you're a young person, this is something to start with because you're going to be moving a bunch until you get to be old like me.
Right.
And then I'm not leaving until they carry me out in a pine box.
Oh. You just get your joints. Oral
kern. I can hardly move at all.
Oral kern. Oral kern.
I know where you're going with
Thank
that.
Thank you.
That movie came out in 1939. I don't know.
Same year I was born.
How you know about it. Can I show you one more thing?
Please do.
Unless you have. You show.
No. I'm honestly,
one more thing.
Yeah, I'm good.
This is a little oddball. You ever hear about a wiki?
No, wait, Wiki.
Well, everybody knows Wikipedia.
Yes, but you can set up personal wikis. You can set up
a wiki is a kind of web page that makes it easy to modify the web page. That's really what a wiki is. It comes from the Hawaiian name for the buses that tool around Honolulu, the Wiki Wiki buses. It means fast.
No way.
Yeah, Ward Christensen, we interviewed him on Triangulation some years ago, said, it'd be really nice if if you could make a personal website or a public website that was easy to edit. And Wikipedia is the perfect example of this. It is a wiki, so you can have editors, you come in, you can update it and so forth. I actually think it's great to have a personal wiki.
Okay. Like a timeline of your life.
Well, there are a lot of reasons. In the family, for instance, it's nice to have it. Think of it as a replacement for the old whiteboard or blackboard in the kitchen where you'd write notes and stuff like that. It's a place where you can put information that you're all sharing. And because Wiki is easy to edit, you can make it private so no one can see it. It doesn't have to be a public web page. You can give people logins in your family, and then they can go in and edit stuff, and you can have sections for different. Now,
show me an example.
There are a lot of places you can get a wiki. If you just search wiki, there are servers that'll host wikis for you, stuff like that at a cost. I have a Synology NAS which has software on it called DocuWiki. So this is what I did. If you listened to Twit on Sunday, I mentioned, I dream of wiki. In about 4 a.m, I woke up Saturday night thinking, you know what we don't have? We don't have a wiki. I have, over the years, I had many wikis.
Wiki.
I love wikis. Wikis, in fact, the Tech Guy website was a wiki for many, many years. Made it very easy for me to update it quickly and so forth. You don't have to do HTML or anything. In fact, some wikis support Markdown. I know you like Markdown.
Love Markdown.
Wiki has its own Markdown that's very similar. I think Markdown is kind of based on the wiki syntax.
Gotcha.
So Synology, my network attached storage, and many other NAS systems allow you to set up a wiki. Very easy to make it public or private. And so I set up at 4 a.m. on Saturday night.
I love it.
I got up. I said, look, I'm going to be up for half an hour. Let's set up a wiki. And I did. And this is it. I call it, it's very simple. And it's very simple. Permission denied.
Sorry, you don't have a wiki is what it says.
No, I have to log in. And actually, that's a good thing. You want to have some security on your wiki because you don't want in fact, most good wiki software has extensive anti-spam features because people could be spamming on your wiki. It's one of the reasons we stopped using it for the Tech Guy. It was hard to keep people from editing it. Probably they have the same problem on Wikipedia, but there's so many people working on it that it keeps it clean. We have a Twit wiki, wiki.twit.tv, where we keep information about the show. If you're looking for wallpaper from the show or themes from the
Let's
show.
Let's see if Micah is on the wiki.twit.tv.
That's the official Twit wiki. It's maintained by some of our staff. It's maintained by some listeners, too. You can apply to have editorial rights there.
Bum, bum, bum.
You're not on it. Megan's still on it. So we have to get in there. But you know what? I'll give you editorial rights, and then you can go in and fix it. If it looks like a familiar layout, it's because it's using the same software that Wikipedia uses.
Okay.
That's free and open source.
Oh, wow.
You could use that.
Can we update the logo, please?
Yeah, yeah. So we find this an easy way to, for instance, when somebody's going to be on one of our shows, we have an FAQ in there that we try to keep up to date about what you should do before you're on a Twitch show, things like that, location of the studio. And if you apply, there's the application form, and Patrick will add you to the wiki. I could add you too. I'm an administrator. And that way you'll have access. And actually be a great thing for you to do to keep that up to date. This is our personal wiki. I call it the L&L wiki.
L&L.
Lisa and Leo wiki. And it's pretty simple, but that's the point of wiki. This is our family webpage. there is, if you want to, it's very clean. If you want to edit it, I have a template that looks very simple because I don't want to confuse people. But you can edit the page. You can see all the revisions. That's one of the things that's key with wikis, is you can see the changes people have made and undo them if you want. You can go back in time.
So when Lisa goes and updates your page and just
trolling, I can say, how dare you?
You're a
monster. You see, I only have a few things right now. One of the main reasons I wanted it is so that when I tend to plan our travel, so I will put that in the wiki so that Lisa can see what we're doing. Yeah, there's little features. All wikis have little plugins. This is a little countdown plugin that's automatically updated, so I know.
Amadeus.
Yeah, we're going Amadeus, on the Amadeus Silver. And then you could see it has a calendar, so any given day on the trip, I could see what we're doing. This is, again, for Lisa's benefit as much as mine. Wikis also do breadcrumbs. You see, I can go right back to the start.
So this is not exactly what I thought whenever you said you had a wiki, because I was picturing sort of, if I were to set this up, it would be like the Sargent family wiki. And
yeah.
It would have like a database on this. It would have everybody, every family member.
You could totally do
and
that.
And my little brother, the day he broke his arm.
You could totally do that.
And yeah, that
that's the beauty of a wiki. I'll show you how easy it is to edit by going into the editor. This is the editor. There is some basic syntax. In fact, most wiki pages, can you show this real quickly? Most wiki pages will have a syntax button and a playground button so that you can practice the syntax. This editor is nice because you don't really have to, if I want to say, this is big text, I could, if I knew that you would put equal signs around it, make it big text, but I could also select it and choose the header level that I want and make it big text. So it's very easy. This is big text. So you don't have to know, although once you play with it a little bit, you'll see it's very simple. When I save it, you'll see it made some big text. So it's very easy to edit it. I don't think you have to be a webmaster. You can embed images in it. You can do anything you would do with a web page, you can do, which is pretty nice. I'll go back to the top here and I'll show you. Let's see. I think I have a map of where we're going. Yeah, there's an image in there.
Cool.
So it's a web page. It can be private. It can have multiple editors. Everybody in the family could edit it. You could absolutely have the diary of your family life. You could have calendars, to-do lists. It has a checkbox to-do list, that kind of thing. The software I'm using here is DocuWiki, but there's TiddlyWiki, there's Twiki, there's MediaWiki, which is the one that Wikipedia uses. They're all free. They're all open source. There are many sites that will allow you to host a wiki. One of our sponsors, DigitalOcean, makes it very easy to set up a wiki very inexpensively. And you may already have that capability if you have a network-attached storage. If you have a Synology, you do have that capability. It's not too hard to make it so that I can see it anywhere in the world. I actually have a top-level domain, .wiki, that is the wiki, so I know I can give it out to people, and it's easy for them to find our wiki. Yeah, if you've gone to Hover and you have something, you can register, say... Well, I won't say any names in case you're doing it right now.
Yeah, somebody's trying to grab that.
You could register it and have a .wiki.
At slofi.net.
Slofi.wiki. Misspelled. So, yeah, Hover does have the .wiki domain, TLD. So I just really think this is something people should know about.
I love Hover.
It's a little geeky.
It's available for a dollar right now.
Yeah, I would get it.
Look at you go. I love you, Hover.
Yeah.
So, by the way, a sponsor, but I've loved Hover regardless.
You now have Sargent.wiki. And that's easy to get because you misspelled your last name. So just like Slofi. So
it's a shame I can't use a certain finger on this show.
That's really cool. $1.18. And you now have for a year
Sargent.wiki.
Sargent.wiki. And I'll help you find different places you could set up a wiki. It's an easy thing to do, and it's a really nice thing to have. You're right; it could be anything. It could be I could have a section in here called moving, that has notes for my moving, and others can edit it and so forth. So this is kind of like Google Keep, but it's very free form. It's a little geekier. It's the kind of thing you wake up at 4 in the morning and say, you know, I really should set this up, and come 9 or 10 in the morning, you're done.
I love that you do that. So for two reasons. One, because I've had plenty of those.
Well, why waste those nuits blancs, as the French call them, or blanche nuit? Why waste you know, that wide open moment, yeah. use it.
There's a book that's by, he was a doctor first and he became a journalist and he wrote a book about sleep. And looking back historically, people had biphasal sleep cycles.
Yes, that's right.
They would go to bed a little bit earlier than we do
yep.
because it was before Edison
as
screwed us all over.
As soon as the sun went down,
yeah, the 7
p.m.,
6
p.m., you're in bed. But that means you wake up at midnight.
You wake up midnight to a little bit later.
To 2.
Yeah, midnight to 2. And that was when people were creative.
And
that
had
was when
sexual
people
intercourse.
Had sex. Yes, so sexual activity took place at that period of time.
That's why there were more babies in
people
those
would
days.
Do some chores. People, like, there were so many
it
things
to do. It was normal
to
be biphasic. Yeah. And then at 4 in the morning, you go back to bed till the sun comes up. Or you milk the cows.
You might.
And you're up for the day.
Milk those cows.
Got to milk the cows.
Yeah.
Easy. In fact, you know what? I'm going to change the name of this wiki because you're right. It shouldn't be called the L&L wiki. It should be called the 4 a.m. wiki. So I'm going to, it's very easy to do in the settings. These are extensions I've added. That's actually not where I wanted to go. Let's go admin. Let's change the configuration. And I'm going to call this now the 4 a.m. wiki. How about that? Or webpage if people get confused by what's a wiki. Although now that I think about it, because of Wikipedia. So now the L&L wiki is now officially the 4 a.m. wiki. That's what I like about wiki is how easy it is to change, to modify. It's think of it as a website that you can quickly and easily add to, change, modify.
The quickie.
And update. Quickie's a good one.
Oh, wait, that's, oh, I was just saying, I was just doing rhymes. I didn't know.
Actually, there is a quickie. There are a lot of different wiki software, and there's a lot of different wiki hosting. So, happy birthday, Hover.
Yeah, happy birthday.
.com is $11. Design is $1. Oh,
all
that's,
of you out there can get your wiki
wiki's
for
$1
or $2.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Yeah, of course, next year it'll be back to $10, but what the hell?
Yeah.
That's a great thing.
11.
Happy birthday, Hover. I didn't know that. That's
11
nice.
Years ago, I was just kidding, not telling. All right, let's...
You were in high school.
Oh, God.
You were, weren't you?
I don't do math. I don't even know how old I am right now. Oh, yeah, I do.
You were in high school. I know you were.
Yeah.
That is just a number of things to help you get your life in order. What do you think?
I was driving, yeah.
I got something that'll get your life in order also. Can I talk about it?
Please do. How am I going to get my life in order?
Zapier.
No.
Zapier is a way to get your business and personal life in order. Zapier automates your workflows. They like to talk about your business workflows, but I use it for all different kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Home automation. You and Matthew could use it to change your lights, the hue, everything. Zapier is, they have 1,500 integrations.
Yeah,
I
like to
say. Apps. Things you can connect to. Everything. Google Mail, Slack, Twitter, Google Calendar. It works with everything in your world, including, by the way, all the business apps you use, like Salesforce. So, you know, I'll give you an example. If you're in sales, you know, you got a new client. You don't want to have to go enter all that data into 4 different applications. All you do once is set up a Zap. You don't need a developer or a programmer to do it. You can do it yourself. It's very easy. And then you connect your business software to your life. So you can engage leads instantly. You can automatically import new customers. You can notify your team about opportunities. You can have Zaps that automatically remind you to do things. This is actually an app we should have shown in our segment because there's so many things you can do with Zapier. And one thing Zapier has that makes it better than anything in the world, it supports multi-step Zaps. So I have a Zap that I use when I'm in my news reader scanning for news stories.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, I use InnoReader. It has a little star button. It's all. It just says, you know, favorite this or whatever, remember this article I'm reading. So I'm reading. I say, that's a good one. That's a good one. I just press the star button. I don't have to do anything else. It automatically goes to Zapier. Zapier is connected with InnoReader and almost all the news readers. And any, by the way, any arbitrary RSS feed as well. It will automatically add it to Pinboard, where my bookmarks live, which automatically tweets it out at Links for Twit, which automatically adds it to my WordPress blog, which and then... It's not done. And then it adds a line, specially formatted, just the way Karsten likes it, to our rundown for our shows. And it says, here's a story Leo is looking at. Here's the information. Here's the link. Here's the little, I like to have a little bit of information about it. And then Carson has it and can use it. And you too, and everybody else, because I mentioned this.
I actually
this.
Do use that, yeah.
It'll because if I tag it with iOS, it's intended for this show. I use tags to do that. It'll automatically do that. I don't have to think about it. Now, I have to tell you, there are a lot of people who use Zapier. 4.5 million people use Zapier. And on an average, because Zapier knows, you know, well, this took this much time, they save 40 hours a month.
Wow. That's
a work week.
That's a lot.
Every month. I don't know. I've never added it up, but I bet you I save that much time. It certainly would be a big pain in the butt if I couldn't automate this. Once you start automating, you don't stop. There's lots of things you can think of. No more wasting time on things you know a computer could do better and faster for you. Zapier. Zapier.com/iOS. More time to grow your business. And right now through the end of the month, Zapier is free for 2 weeks if you go to Zapier.com/iOS. 14-day trial. Zapier.com/iOS. So try it. There is a free tier, by the way, you can continue to use. Mm-hmm. But I do the basic tier, which gives me enough zaps, enough power to do everything I want. I really love Zapier. And of course, if you're a business, you might want to have a business account for everybody. Because everybody gets more done that way. 14-day trial at Zapier, zapier.com/iOS. Really goes right along with what we've been talking about, just
absolutely.
You know, organizing
get organized.
Your life. But you got to make it easy. If it's not easy,
then people
you won't
don't
do it.
Do it. Yeah.
Zapier kind of takes it out of off your mind.
And that's what I like. I really like the idea of, hey, I'm just going to tell Zapier these are the services that I use. And then it starts to give you ideas of what you can do.
Oh, yeah.
What? I could do that?
It's perfect for home automation. Zapier makes you happier. All right. Let's talk about the news of the nation.
How's it go?
What's the news across the nation? We have got the information that we know you can use. Da 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 da. Ladies and gents, Micah brings you the news.
Up first, I thought this was a fascinating
thank you for letting
work.
Me sing.
You're so welcome.
No one else lets me sing.
In fact, they say, if you sing, I go.
Mostly they say...
Well, things you can't say on the show.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you for the shush face. Yes. So I thought this was a fascinating report. This is an exclusive report from Reuters, published, or as some blessed people are wont to say, Reuters, on January 21st. That would be today at 4:07 a.m.
See, they're up late, too.
They are.
Instead of doing a wiki, they did this exclusive story.
Apple allegedly, reportedly, dropped a plan for encrypted backups, that is iCloud, full encryption, both sides, backup. They were going to do that, but because of all of the FBI stuff that they've been having to deal with in the past and, you know, what they thought they would see going forward, they decided not to encrypt iCloud backups, in theory, so that they can do what they've been doing, which is, look, we gave you the iCloud backups. We had that available for you. So why do you need us to help you unencrypt or decrypt this iOS device?
So this is interesting. They've never encrypted iCloud. And in fact, in the case of the Pensacola shooter, they gave the iCloud backups of his phones mm-hmm. to the FBI. Within just a couple of days, the FBI requested it. It actually made Apple upset that the FBI implied Apple wasn't cooperating because they were. They gave them everything they could give them. But this is sort of what's been going on. Apple knows that they're going to get these requests. And by the way, not just from our government and our law enforcement, which is fine, but also from law enforcement in China and Russia and everywhere else in the world. So what Apple's response to that up to now has been is, well, let's make it so that we can't comply.
Right.
So your phone in the last few years has been encrypted in such a way that only you can unencrypt it. Apple cannot. There's no key held in Cupertino that will unencrypt your phone. That's why, and the FBI knows this, when they go to the Apple and say, unencrypt this guy's phone, Apple says, you know we can't do that.
Like, oh, are we doing this again?
Again? We can't do that.
John, come on, John.
And so I am not surprised at all. In fact, I predicted this, that Apple would at some point try to do this with iCloud as well. Mm-hmm. There are reasons Dropbox, iCloud, Google Drive, Microsoft OneDrive don't encrypt your data. They encrypt it. Let's explain what they do. They encrypt it, but they have the key. Mm-hmm. So only Microsoft can read your one. You and Microsoft can read your OneDrive. And law enforcement, if they request it. There are two reasons they don't fully encrypt it. One is it limits the things they can do. They can't dedupe. If they can't see the data, they can't help you find data. You can't search it. It's just a blob on a server. Mm-hmm. Now, there are services. In fact, Steve Gibson uses sync.com, which is a service that fully encrypts. Trust no one encryption. Only Steve has the key to his data stored up there on the sync.com cloud. And Steve wants it that way. But it limits the services Sync can offer. So, for instance, you know, if you go to Google Drive or OneDrive, you could see all of your different files. Mm-hmm. Well, you couldn't do that.
Gotcha.
You could only see a blob, which you'd have to download, decrypt locally, and then see. So there are reasons why no company, most cloud companies, except for with the rare exception like sync.com, don't encrypt the data, trust no one, so that only you can see it. But Apple, I think, reasonably said, and this doesn't surprise me, and we're going on what Reuters tells us, but Apple said, well, we don't want to be able to give law enforcement that information, mm-hmm. so we're going to fully encrypt it. Makes sense, but they don't want to do that because it's an inconvenience, right? And because, frankly, in many nations, Russia, Australia, soon I think in the United States, by law, they have to be able to hand that data over. So this is a constant, I don't blame Apple on this one. This is a constant, you know, battle between wanting to really fully protect your privacy and wanting to be able to say to law enforcement, especially in countries like Russia and China, no, you can't have this information. And being cooperative, working with law enforcement.
I think being able to point to that, you know, that they have this now, they can say, well...
Well, they've always had it. And this is the thing, and I've always said on this show, remember, your iCloud is not private. That Apple has access to it and can give access to it to law enforcement and has time and time again. And and this is the side effect. We talked about this last week. Because it's not trust no one encrypted, hacker could get access to it as they did with Scarlett Johansson's photos stored in iCloud.
Right.
They use social engineering to get into it mm-hmm. because Apple had the key. If Apple didn't have the key, they'd have to use social engineering on Scarlett.
Yes.
And believe me, she is not easy to trick. I've tried again and again. So it would be in your hands. Your privacy would be in your hands. I would prefer that if you like that. Sync thing, or sync.com, I should say. That's Steve Gibson's choice. They couldn't give it to law enforcement. But increasingly, for instance, Apple had to move their iCloud servers to China. Part of the reason they did, China made the law that said all that data has to be stored in China so that China would have access to it, right? Mm-hmm. And
so ScarJo uses sync.com?
I bet by now ScarJo has some very serious... You can, by the way, go around this. Uh-huh. All you have to do is encrypt it before you put it in the cloud.
Right. If all you're storing is a blob on iCloud, then...
It won't help with your iPhone backup. You can't pre-encrypt it before you upload it. But if you're using iCloud or Google Drive or OneDrive or any of these services, Dropbox, and you want to use them completely securely, encrypt it before you put it in that Dropbox folder. And then you will be the only one with the key. You'll lose some features like being able to view your files in the cloud. But
I do want to read a little something from here. So this was more than 2 years ago that Apple told the FBI it was going to do this end-to-end encryption.
Yeah.
This is according to one current and three former FBI officials and one current and one former Apple employee. Of course, as you said, it was designed to thwart hackers. Apple would no longer have the key, and they couldn't turn that over. Of course, then Apple, in talks with the FBI representatives for the cybercrime division, said, look, if you do this, it's going to deny the most effective means. And this is interesting. It would deny them the most effective means for gaining evidence against iPhone-using suspects. So the iCloud
not
backup
true.
Is...
They have other means, including...
This is true.
Cellebrite and Graykey.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that's what they used. So there are these two companies, very shady companies, have exploits that allow them to root modern iPhone 11 even and give them the data. So it is possible for them to get the data by using an exploit, which Apple will patch as soon as they can figure out what that exploit is. I mentioned there are two reasons Apple and others don't do it. One, of course, is, as I mentioned, features. The other, Rene Ritchie mentions in his tweet, is convenience. If you lose that key, the data's gone. Apple wants to be able to tell your mom, Oh, we can unlock it for you.
Don't you worry. Your photos aren't gone.
I forgot that Apple.com, right?
Yeah.
And so Apple may, in fact, they say, well, we didn't do this because of the government. We did it, according to Renee Ritchie, we did it because we don't want those phone calls saying, where's my data? I lost my data. Help me, help me, help me, and not be able to help.
According to the Apple employee, legal killed it, quote, end quote.
Yeah.
Legal killed it.
Legal killed it. Well, honestly, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
It really puts the onus on you. If you want privacy, you're going to have to do it. You can't expect a company to do it. No company operating in the jurisdiction of the United States or China or Australia or Russia is going to do it.
Yeah, just Sweden.
Maybe Sweden. Germany. Trust Germany. I don't know. I wouldn't trust any government.
Yeah.
And these companies work in those countries. They have to obey the law. You don't expect them to be outlaws.
Right.
So you, if you want privacy, it's up to us. And on this show and all of our shows, we will always talk about that, talk about ways to keep yourself private because you have the right, I believe, to do it. But it's going to be on you. It's not going to be on Apple. And never, you should never assume that what is on your iPhone, what you put on the internet is ever private. It is not, unless you know what you're doing to protect yourself.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Leo. Moving on.
And remember the password to your Bitcoin wallet.
Oh.
See, I can't call Apple and say, I lost my Bitcoin. Can you give me...
That still hurts me.
Can you give me my Bitcoin?
Please, there's a Bitcoin I want.
I honestly don't. It's
fine.
I've gotten more mileage out of it. More than made up for the value I lost.
By?
Just the story.
Yes. Sure.
That's called a good investment.
But then you could have the Bitcoin too. And then,
no, but I wouldn't have as good a story.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Well, now it would be. It'd be a feel-good story.
Oh, no. Instead, it's a feel-bad story.
Yeah. Which people love.
People love it because they like feeling good about how bad I feel. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think that's what I meant. They feel good that they feel bad.
Build us up to shoot us down. I know. Go ahead.
No. They feel good that they feel bad for you feeling bad. It's like, I'm hurting for you. And then you feel good because you're like, oh, I do have empathy. Anyway.
Thank you, Reuters, for getting up at 4 in the morning and
writing
that story.
We do appreciate you, Reuters, and send us your wiki. So Jennifer Aniston at aniston.wiki actually won Screen Actors Guild Award.
She got a SAG Award. She did not get a Golden Globe. She was nominated.
The Newsroom.
Yeah, not The Newsroom.
That's not what it's called.
The Morning Show.
It's called The Morning Show, which is not The Newsroom.
She wasn't in The Newsroom, but...
Welcome to our newsroom, where we talk about The Morning Show.
She got Best Female Actor in a Drama Series, Screen Actors Guild. I'm a member. Did not vote for her.
Oh, you are a member.
Yeah.
Because this is what was wild to... Wait. Killing...
Yeah. Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
Yep. You're looking at the other nominees.
Yes.
Yes. Jennifer, with her little pouty... beat... Probably the best actor of the year in anything, which was in Killing Eve.
What's Jodie her name? Comer.
Jodie Comer is amazing.
Or Comer, and I'm not sure.
She's younger than you. She was nominated.
I'm so frustrated now.
Yes, Jodie should have won. She has lost a number of times, and I think her job... You know, sometimes you do such a good job acting, people think you didn't act.
Okay.
You could see Jennifer Aniston acting... You know she's acting.
Yes. It's acting.
I'm acting. But Jodie was so good as the psychotic serial killer. Actually, not really a serial killer. She was a hired assassin.
Yes.
In Killing Eve. In the first 5 minutes of that show, the first 5 minutes of her on screen, you think, that girl's crazy.
Yes.
That girl's crazy. She is brilliant. What
have
a brilliant
actor. Have you
been
watching the most recent season? Have you seen the most recent season?
I've seen two. Is there a new one?
I think two is where it is right now.
Yeah.
There's just a moment where she does something, and it's like, I mean, she does it a lot.
She's brilliant.
Yeah, anyway.
It's funny that you should say that, because I completely agree.
I'm so mad now.
And Aniston, who was nominated in the Golden Globes, I'm sure she'll get an Emmy nomination as well. Because Apple, you know, for your consideration, they can buy the ads, the billboards on Hollywood Boulevard, and get a lot of attention. They really want to win awards for Apple TV Plus.
Absolutely.
Because they're in a tough position. They got 1 year to convince you and me and about a million other people who are getting it for free.
To actually subscribe.
To pay for it. And I have to say, it's not bad. I watched The Servant, a little peeved at the ending.
Oh,
I watched
no.
For All Mankind. It started great. It's going downhill. Morning show I forced myself to watch. It's an interesting story because I don't think it's very well done, but the last episode was quite dramatic, but that's a long way to go. 10 hours.
Yeah, I'd have to sit through all that.
And I love the cast, but not a great show. I don't, in my opinion, for me anyway, they don't yet have a show that would make me pay the 10, what is it, 10 bucks a month? $5 a month? It's not expensive.
$4.99?
Yeah, but they don't. They have even that because there's a limit. You know, we all have subscription-itis. There's a limited number of things I'll subscribe to, and I don't think there was anything there, even at $4.99, that I would pay for. Maybe they'll.
I haven't really watched anything on the only.
So you
one
didn't
I've
even
watched...
watch the morning show. So what are you dissing her for?
Because Jodie Comer. I don't care about anybody else on that list. She's on. I mean, Elizabeth Moss is great.
Elizabeth Moss was very good in The Handmaid's Tale.
But
and who else was nominated?
Olivia Colman of The Crown.
She was very good in The Crown. Jodie Comer, hands
up.
Up, down, left, and right. Amazing. And should have won. And
yeah, $4.99 per
month.
That's
who I voted for. But Jennifer Aniston won. Yeah, you know, she has a lot of goodwill left over from Friends.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm mad, is because I don't feel like it's real. Is that mean?
That happens all the time. Watching the Oscars, you're going to see some people who've been around a long time win Oscars, not because of their current work, but because of their body of work.
I don't know why I can't find this page, because I saw it earlier. Mm. So for some reason, they've taken it down. Mm-hmm. But the next story was a story that you had actually found.
Wow, Apple TV Plus has just announced they have two new shows starring, get ready for this, Julia Louis-Dreyfus of Seinfeld fame, Elaine from Seinfeld, and she was brilliant in Veep.
Veep was so good.
Really brilliant. If they could get Iannucci to write it, maybe it'll be a great show. And Meryl Streep.
What?
Who was brilliant in Big Little Lies and definitely deserves the award for Best Actress.
What's
best
she
going to
be
actress.
In?
I don't know, but they
wait.
Have
they're
new
both
shows.
In the same show.
No, two new shows.
Oh, okay. That would really. That's too
is
much.
Is it a cartoon?
It's too much star.
Tell me, it's not a cartoon.
Wait, it's not a cartoon, is it?
Oh, it's voiceover narration. That doesn't count. That doesn't count. She goes in for one day, reads a script.
I'm Meryl Streep.
Hi.
I'm Dame Judi.
You don't
Dench.
Give him an award for appearing in The Simpsons. Come on. All right. Anyway. Apple TV. Look, Apple's got money to spend, although the amount of money Apple's spending is dwarfed by the amount of money companies like HBO and Netflix. Netflix, I think I just saw plans to spend $17 billion in 2020 on original programming and acquiring.
Good Lord.
It's pretty hard with Apple's $1 or $2 billion budget, maybe it'll be $2 billion this year, to compete. And by the way, Netflix is doing some really good stuff. They do a terrible stuff, too, but... They're doing some really good stuff. Netflix is a no-brainer. I mean, I don't mind.
I agree.
Even though it's gone up to $11 or $12 a month,
it
it's
is
a no-brainer.
There's so much content there to mm-hmm. watch. Mm-hmm. I've been watching. I'm ashamed. I was ashamed to admit, and now I am no longer ashamed to admit, because I don't care. I unabashedly loved this stupid show. It's trash TV. It's called The Circle.
So you're watching it? Is it good?
I finished it, yes.
It's a social media reality show.
Yes. Essentially, they put all these people, strangers, in a... And they hold them up in an apartment, and they can't talk to each other face-to-face.
They only
talk to
each other
over social media.
Oh, Lord.
And so you can be a catfish. And for folks who don't know what a catfish is, it's basically you are a different person. You're playing a different person in social media than you actually are. And it is 1,000% trash TV. However... I got invested by the end. I knew all the characters' names.
I can't watch reality TV.
There's actually like some of the characters, they go through these arcs of you think you're going to hate this person and then they become an adorable sweetheart. It had some feel good stuff. I quite liked it.
All
and
right.
I'm not ashamed
the
to admit
circle.
I ended up watching it. This was what I was looking for. So the Google Smart Lock app, there are several different ways to do two-factor, multi-factor authentication. One is SMS-based, where you log in and they send you a text message. And
don't do that. We know how insecure that is.
They send you a text message with a code. You type it in. The other one is to have an app that uses a sort of code, a generated code. It's a one-time access.
An authenticator. TOTP authentication. That's
thank you. TOTP authentication.
Time-based one-time password.
TOTP.
I have chained into my briefcase the best way to do it, which
YubiKey.
Is a physical key. Mm-hmm. And this now works with Google and the Smart Lock app.
Yes.
Which is fantastic because this is the RF-based YubiKey.
Oh.
So I just tap it to the back of the phone and it authenticates. But, you know, and as you could see, there's no lightning port. YubiKey does make one with a lightning port, but I prefer to use the RF version.
It's $9,000.
Yeah, it's expensive. This is a fairly inexpensive YubiKey 5. You notice, by the way, I have them numbered. You might ask, why do you number those, Leo? Because I have three of them. You always want to have a backup if you're using a hardware dongle. One in a safe deposit box or a safe place in your house. I have one at work, one at home, and one here.
I keep one on my dog's collar.
And on your dog's collar, it'd be very safe. But yeah, this is a big deal. In fact, I was really pleased to see this. Google Smart Lock will let you use Bluetooth or RFID on an iPhone. So you don't
so
have
to
have
the RFID does work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not RFID, NFC.
NFC, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
NFC does work.
Yeah, so this is an update that the iPhone app has got that was already rolled out to the Android version. But that's because not only is, you know, it available now in the Google Smart Lock app, but Apple just recently updated Safari to support NFC based authentication itself.
See,
so it's just kind of it's appearing everywhere.
Yeah. So this was a little bit of I was a little gruntled. Because Apple keeps NFC to itself. They wanted to have it only be for Apple Pay. But over time, they've slowly allowed us to use other apps. And I think authentications, if you're going to use a Lightning port, which makes it very inaccessible, you've got to have some form. Bluetooth is okay, but NFC has to be right up against the phone. It's much more secure than Bluetooth. I think NFC authentication is critical. And I'm thrilled that Apple added NFC. So actually, I went out and replaced my old non-NFC YubiKeys with a new set of NFC-capable YubiKeys, because now I can use this. For a long time, I could only use it on Android, and now I can use it on iOS, and that's a huge improvement, I think.
And now I want to be clear, too. This new update to Google Smart
Lock. We did a whole Ask the Tech Guy on this, by the way. How to use hardware security keys for two-factor. This, wow. I did this a couple of weeks ago, right before Apple announced that you could use it on an iPhone. So add that.
So the last thing, this actually makes your iPhone itself...
It's now the key.
It can be.
So I've already authenticated on Google Smart Lock. So now if I try to log into something else from Google, it will ask for approval on my Google Smart Lock on my iPhone. So this, my Android phone, my Pixel 4 was always a physical key. This now is a physical key. In other words, instead of using text messaging to your phone, it actually sends a notification and puts a pop-up on your phone. That's a much more secure method. So there's a notification coming from Smart Lock saying, did you just try to sign on somewhere? Was that you? You say yes. I think it's easier than typing in 6 digits. And as it turns out, it's much more secure. Somebody will have to have access to your phone, though. So remember, you want to make sure you have a passcode, a good, long, strong passcode or passphrase on your phone, as well as Face ID and Touch ID or whatever authentication, because you want to make sure people don't get into your phone.
Absolutely.
Because now this becomes your YubiKey.
Yay.
You still want a YubiKey. And this is by far, physical dongle is by far the best way. I turned on, I had been complaining about it, but I turned on, Google has a advanced authentication process that requires a hardware key. And I hadn't been using it, but because it's a little inconvenient, disable some features. But honestly, it's, you know, one account you do not want to mess with is your Google account. I also have two-factor on my email. That's very important. Your banking. I wish
Everywhere
my bank stopped using text messaging. Makes me crazy.
Yeah.
But that's one like Apple where they decided, well, we're going to err on the side of customer convenience mm-hmm. over
well,
security.
Can you imagine trying to do the support stuff
for, yeah,
I remember when
grandma got a call and
my grandma she got a letter from I think it was the IRS that finally rolled out 2FA not the IRS
that would
it was
be good.
Social Security
everybody oh yes yeah, Social Security does use 2FA yeah that's a really good
and
thing.
So you know she
but
got
it's
a letter
text messaging.
And it had all the stuff yeah it is and she was trying to figure out okay what exactly is this and so I was able to explain and now she wonderful I was so happy I've talked about this before but the last time I was there doing some little bit of tech support she had already set up and knew how to use Apple's two-factor authentication she already had turned it on for her iCloud account
for
she's
her.
Like oh yeah I've got two-factor authentication
good
turned on
her.
Now I'm like
that's nice
okay I see you
that's nice that's really good
yeah love it
yeah
Then you had dropped this story in too with your Zapier links. Was that YouTube for iOS now has kind of it has this podcast vibe to it for YouTube, where there are new filters that you can use to sort of filter out, okay, these are the things that I've seen, these are the things that I haven't seen, it's unwatched, it's here's what's coming today. And this now isn't available for Android yet, which is odd. It came to iOS first. Yeah. But
that's not that odd. A lot of times Google does the best versions of their apps for iOS.
I more mean that it's forever odd. It's been it's just odd to me that they choose to do that on iOS first.
Wow. Look at a big plug for Marques Brownlee right on
My
the front
God.
Page. Uncover the origin of iconic tech. Wow. There's
oh,
Bill
goodness.
Nye the Science Guy. Casey Neistat's
Bill,
in there.
Bill.
This has always been a pet peeve of mine is that YouTube has subscriptions, and we encourage you to subscribe to our shows on YouTube, mm-hmm. but it's not like a podcast subscription. It
right.
doesn't have any functionality except it gives you a notification here's a new show. This is much better.
That was Hannibal Buress. I was like, who was that guy? I know that guy.
Wow.
Yeah, Hannibal Buress is on there too. Anyway.
I said, I saw Marques at...
CES.
Shook his hand. He had no idea who I was.
Oh.
He said, hi. Oh, look at little Marques.
I don't know if it...
There's a little boy. That's when he was little.
I didn't...
He started doing this when he was a kid. He's getting older and older and older. Believe me, Marques, I know more about old tech than you do.
That's...
I've been using it.
He was actually the... I don't know.
Can I tell you...
I forget the definition.
How valuable that is to be on the front there. 6.6 million views already on that show.
Wild.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the proper term, but if it was a touchstone for my out of touchness was when I was in a Slack and folks several years older than me were putting these letters together, MKBHD, and talking about this thing, and I had no idea what they were talking about. And I said, what is this acronym that you keep spouting?
Dude, MKBHD.
Yeah.
He says it so fast. I don't know how he could say it so fast.
So I didn't really
Hi guys,
know
I'm KBHD.
About Marques until last year.
Marques Brownlee, high def. Although somebody joked with his retro tech camcorder, the Exacty that he's showing off, which I happen to have and used for some of our shows, that he is MKBSD.
Standard def, I get it. That's funny. And then last but not least is The Verge sort of clearing some things up, clearing the air, as it were.
Yes.
No, the EU isn't asking Apple to kill.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I wanted to mention this because I feel bad. I feel like maybe we, because we were just reading the stories, gave the wrong impression. Turns out it's not about the lightning port. It's not about the charging port. It's about the charger, the brick. They want to unify the brick because a lot of these bricks end up in the landfill, not mine. Mine ended up in a giant box in my garage. But there was a great Wall Street Journal article about the charger box that we all have, the cable box that we all have. But yes, so let's clear that up.
Yeah,
that is not what the EU is trying to do.
And again, this is one of those, you see these headlines, you read the nut graph. This statement wasn't even about phone cables or connector ports, unlike in previous years where it has been. It's about wall chargers. There were over 30 proprietary charging methods in use, and now there are apparently just 3.
And look at that other number, 51,000 metric tons of e-waste a year just for the chargers. So if you had a standardized charger, you could use it again and again and again. It'd save Apple money, too, because they could say, well, you know, we don't have to put the charger in the box. We know you have one.
Yes. Isn't that what the Wii did?
Yeah, it really makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Everything should be Type-C. I mean, that's where that headline came from is, well, yeah, but if you're going to have a standard charger, but Apple could provide a Type-C to Lightning adapt cable. They make one.
Yeah, and in fact, with there's a device that it comes with now. Oh, golly, what was it? The
Anker, I think, makes a PD charger.
What was the device? Oh, I think AirPods come with a USB-C to Lightning.
The real issue for me is that there AirPods are all Pro. These fast charging specs. Everybody has their own fast charging
spec. Oh, my God. There are 9 different ones.
Yeah. Samsung's got one. Apple's got one. Google's got one. And so
is it fast
that's an incompatibility.
PDX?
Yeah.
That's
an incompatibility that we really should resolve. Fast charging should be fast charging.
Yes, I agree. Fast charging is fast charging is fast charging.
Yeah.
And then if you want to go ahead and tell us about who else is on our list of beautiful sponsors today.
Well, I do have to say, if you're going to do a full day of back-breaking work as I did yesterday, I got home. I said, hi, Lisa, and I went right to my Casper.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa, I'm home.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa.
And then I went right to the Casper. I did not lie on it. I did not. I did. My Casper mattress, man, I got a great night's sleep. Because the Casper mattress is engineered in just the right way to give you the perfect firmness and, you know, support, but also you sink into it. It's hard to describe, but it's what you want. Their products designed to mimic human curves, providing supportive comfort for all kinds of bodies, even mine. Look, you spend a third of your life on a mattress. Shouldn't you have a great mattress? You should have a Casper, an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the cost because they come see that box in that surprisingly compact box. You don't have to go to the mattress store. Turns out the mattress store adds 100% markup or more to your mattress. Get it direct from the manufacturer and save. The original Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface with just the right amount of sink and of bounce. And it's breathable, so you're always sleeping cool, which is very important. Even in the winter, where you got the heat on in the house, mm-hmm. you don't want to have the mattress be an insulator. It breathes. 20,000 reviews, an average of 4.8 stars on the Casper site, Amazon, and Google. It is the internet's favorite mattress. So there's the original Casper, the Wave. The Wave has is the newest. It has a patent-pending premium support system to mirror the natural shape of your body. The Essential has a streamlined design with a very affordable price. The Hybrid, which I'm on right now, durable yet gentle springs. For instance, the edge support is better. It's easier for me to get out of the... Wait till you're my age. It's hard to get out of bed. Easier for me to get out of bed when I get a little more support on the edge. I don't fall out of bed. Casper offers a wide variety of other sleep products. Pillows. My Casper pillow, I have the Casper King.
Yes.
It's practically a body pillow. I wrap myself around that every night. I just feel so good.
I've got all the Casper stuff.
Me too.
I gotta check out these. I don't have the new foam pillow yet. I'd like to try that because I'm a side sleeper.
Yeah.
Got the bed frame, the box springs. I've got it all except.
Do you have the light?
I don't have the light yet.
I love the Casper glow.
And Henry and Mizzy
don't
yet have the pet bed. So,
you know, my daughter was. I was talking with my daughter. I'm gonna send her the glow because, she lives in a small apartment that doesn't really have, it's a window onto a shaft. It's one of these buildings in the city where yeah. you don't have direct sunlight beaming in. She says, I feel like I'm living in a casino. there's no light. And I said, what you need is a glow that will wake you up. Mm-hmm. And that's this Casper glow. And it'll also give you daylight so you can, you know, your eyes go, oh, it's morning.
They tune it to the perfect color temperatures for day and night light.
And it's great if you're getting up and go to the bathroom, you see, and you could step over the Legos safely. Look, you got to try Casper.
You could also teach your child to pick up after themselves.
You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial. That is really fantastic because you don't know really if you're going to like a mattress until you sleep on it.
So true.
Over and over and over again. You have up to 100 days to say, it's not right for me. And they'll come and get it, refund you every penny. Free shipping, painless returns in the U.S. and Canada. And if you're getting a Casper mattress right now, you could save $100 towards select mattresses when you go to casper.com/iOS today and use the code iOS today at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. $100 off select mattresses. Casper, CASPER.com/iOS today. The code is iOS today. We thank you, Casper, for giving me a great night's sleep every night for the last few years. And we thank Casper for supporting our podcasts. And we thank you for supporting us by going to Casper.com/iOS today. That way they know you saw it here. Beautiful. Use the code iOS today and save. Casper. Love Casper.
Love you. Well, Leo, we are going to actually be skipping feedback this week because we don't have any questions. So
how can we not?
Because sometimes we
don't
run out of questions.
Don't you people care?
So if you do want to send us a question, you can send that to iostoday@twit.tv. Send a video, send audio. I haven't seen really any folks who I asked to follow up with. Hey, if you've got one, send it to us. So, or if you asked us before, send it again. So do that if you haven't yet.
Have we declared email bankruptcy? Or are we starting over?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, exactly. But let's go ahead and move on to our app caps, which means it's time to put on hats.
Are you going to wear that silly yellow hat?
I'm going to wear this silly floppy
this
yellow hat.
This was a gift.
Yours?
This hat. Okay. Yeah, from a listener.
Is it a bullfighter's hat?
No. I'm trying to remember what country this is from. This is the kind of the traditional hat of, I want to say Armenia. I can't remember. Gosh darn it. I wish I could. But isn't that beautiful?
It is very pretty.
Might be. I can't remember. It's a fez-like hat. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful forest green with embroidery. I just think it's a gorgeous, really gorgeous hat. And I want to thank our listener for giving it to me. And I apologize. From now on, I got to put a piece of paper in every hat.
Or, certainly, story.
From now on, I'm barcoding all my hats.
There you go.
Brilliant. I should do a hat inventory. That's what I need.
Yeah. And we can use the photos that John takes of
every week
of our app caps. All righty. So we're wearing these hats to commemorate, to honor, to love, and to cherish our app picks of the week. These are the apps that we've been using this week that we enjoy and we want to share with other people. And I am sharing. It's a silly app, but I loved the new Mandalorian.
Hard to take him seriously in that hat.
I'm sorry, I can't see you.
No, the good news about this hat.
I see.
It's completely bendable. Farmer Micah.
If I only had a brain.
Time to go milk the cows, Farmer Micah.
All right.
You could do anything you want with that hat.
I really can.
Yeah, that's why I like it. It's my favorite hat. Another gift from a listener. Many of our hats come from listeners. Somebody was visiting my studio on Sunday and said, you have a lot of hats.
He said, have you not watched my show?
Well, you don't see them in... in mass, they're That's off true. Camera, but there are
so many hats.
So many. The walls are lined with hats.
And that, he's not lying about that.
Literally lined with hats.
All right. So I love the Mandalorian series. I am.
I haven't watched it. I got Disney Plus, but I haven't watched it.
Please
yet.
Do.
Okay.
Well, but you're not really a Star Wars person.
Sort of. Lisa is. And you know, it's funny.
Have you watched it?
We watched the first episode and she said, I want to watch this. I was kind of into it.
Oh, my goodness. It's so good.
It gets better, too, right? I mean,
I thought it was good from day one, but I assume it would get better for folks who weren't into it. I mean, because you get to know the character
I've heard,
more.
Yeah, that you get really engaged.
Yeah.
In it. Yeah.
So one of my favorite people in all of the world, Taika Waititi, was instrumental in this show.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You know, Jojo Rabbit, his new movie is apparently very good.
I saw it in theaters and I wept and I laughed and I wept and I laughed.
It's also nominated for Best Picture, which is great.
It is the perfect blend. I honestly was so nervous going into it.
Well, the premise is scary.
Yes.
And he plays Hitler.
Yes, he plays Hitler. he describes himself, he's a Polynesian Jew. I was really worried. I'm like, how are you going to do this and it's going to be done right and in a way that seems responsible?
I can't wait to see it.
Oh my God.
I cannot wait to see it.
Genuinely, I'm getting chills thinking about it.
Did he direct Mandalorian, write it? What is his involvement?
I believe he directed some of the episodes because Jon Favreau, was he the producer? Or he was also director.
They got some big names.
But because they love the Mandalorian, apparently Disney...
Is he going to direct the next Star Wars?
He might be directing the next Star Wars.
Will Hitler be in the next Star Wars? That would be amazing.
Yeah, he might be directing the next Star Wars. Oh my God. If you've not seen What We Do in the Shadows, everyone go...
That is hysterical.
Isn't that a funny movie?
Right now. It's a documentary. It's kind of an office-style documentary about vampires.
Yes, and it's so funny. Oh, my God. Taika is amazing. He also directed the only Marvel movie that I actually liked was Thor Ragnarok, that I 100% liked, I mean.
He's really an up-and-comer, isn't he?
Oh, he's great. Nice. Yeah. So anyway, I love Baby Yoda. I wanted to be able to share my love of Baby Yoda.
Everyone loves Baby Yoda. This is the thing why I feel left out. I haven't watched The Mandalorian because apparently that's where Baby Yoda came from.
Yes.
It's not called Baby Yoda in the show.
No, it's actually in the show. He's called the Child, it is called the Child. I don't know. It or they are called the Child.
And it's not Yoda, right?
No, it is not Yoda. It is just the same species as Yoda. And so with that comes... Oh, I bet I can... I probably pull it up on
now
this.
Now I have two things to watch. Thor Ragnarok. And
start with the Mandalorian for sure.
Mandalorian and Jojo Rabbit. I have three things to watch.
You've got to see Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah,
it really is.
Okay, I'll watch the Mandalorian.
Yeah. So These
Ooh, look at stickers.
The Mandalorian stickers that you
There's
can
a baby
use.
Yoda sticker.
They're so cute. And
oh, God. How
animated.
Do I get that? I just went to messages, hit the App Store button.
It's the first one.
It's they're that and socially awkward potato. I think I'm going to. They've raised. It used to be these were 99 cents.
Yeah, this is available for $1.99.
Anyway. I'm going to do it anyway. Buy it. Because I want to send baby Yoda to my wife.
While you're doing that, I will send some.
Don't you love how easy it is to do the Apple Pay? Boom.
Yes, boom, boom.
It's so easy to spend money. Don't you love that?
I love how easy it is to spend money. All right, here we go. So these are actually animated stickers.
You
can see here, I've got yes, there's this is the way somewhere. There's this is the way.
Oh,
sad baby Yoda.
These are so good.
You can start sending me on my way with.
I'll add baby Yoda on my way.
Mando is on a speeder bike.
And I'll put that in my script. In my thank you, Matthew
Casanelli.
You know, he's Italian.
This guy's my favorite character.
I have spoken.
Whenever he's just tired of arguing with someone, he just says, I have spoken.
I just sent you on my way. That's how easy it is, by the way, to do this. Boom. Nice.
Yeah. So it's silly, but if you like The Mandalorian and you want to share Mandalorian stickers with people.
Who doesn't?
Like Yoda, like Baby Yoda sipping some tea.
Yeah, I just sent you that.
Then you can
and on
that.
My way. I've sent them all to you now.
Beautiful.
Yep.
And that's that. That's the Mandalorian stickers.
That was an easy
my
one.
App cap.
You know what I like almost as much as Star Wars?
What's that?
Lego. You love Lego.
Lego
I bet you grew up
great.
With Lego. Yeah.
I did grow up with Lego.
We mentioned this briefly at the year end. We were talking about arcade, Apple Arcade, and some new games in Apple Arcade. I've had a chance to spend some time with Builder's Journey. This is a must if you are a Lego fan. An Apple Arcade game by Lego. So if you have an Apple Arcade subscription... this is free. If you don't, you should just have an Apple Arcade subscription. That's the only way to get it. These are Lego puzzles. So it's a little bit, I would say it's very much like,
Monument Valley?
Yeah, Monument Valley. Because you're trying to figure out how to get from point A to point B. It's a little harder than Monument Valley in some respects. It's a 3D Lego construction. It's not immediately obvious, though, what you need to do.
So you're trying to get the traveler to move?
So this is the traveler. And I think what I'm going to do, see, he'll jump wherever there's that yellow piece. So I think, so you pick up a piece by drop, and then you, and then, so I'm picking it up. Whoops. No, put that down. Pick that up and move it there. And then he will go where you move it to. Can he go up that high? Let's see. Uh-oh.
Maybe the other one can come down.
Oh, you are so smart. There's an advantage to being a Lego master.
He's got to have a one piece there first because he's got one foot. So you probably need to move the one piece up there and then maybe he'll...
No, I didn't move the one piece. Oh, you think I should do it now?
Yeah.
Like from a distance?
Yeah, and then maybe that one. Oh, he's not.
No.
I guess not.
I have to get him closer. Whoops.
Whoa.
Yeah, by the way, he'll go wherever you put it. See?
Tough.
Oh, this is a deep level. Oh, I just realized.
You know what you got
to
do.
I know what I got to do. So, did you catch that, kids? Whoops. Let's put this back here. Let's put this. This is going to take some manipulation. Actually, I could put that there because he can't jump to that. Put this here. Whoops. And then this on that.
So you're trying to like get them both to connect to each other.
Maybe. Yeah.
They need to be.
There we go.
There, we're so happy.
There we go.
There we go.
And it's got, I think it's got, let me turn it up.
That's weird.
It's got kind of nice music, right?
Yeah.
So I would say this is in the category of relaxing games because it's got pretty music. But it can be a little frustrating because you see there's a lot of Lego crap lying around.
Move, yeah.
And I, you know, clearly these need to be used. Oh, my God. What's going on? It is quite the mystery.
Wait.
I don't know. Apparently these little things.
Help it. I'm so confused.
I know. Now I have to do something with this? put that there. I made a campfire. Look, we have a little camp.
That's what you were doing. That's so cute.
But now what? Let's raise the roof.
See, they want you to take it easy.
Like, it's really...
Like, no.
So, there are a lot of great Lego games. I mean, Lego has really become a master, I think, of apps. This is very different than any other Lego game you've
Absolutely.
Ever seen. It's called Builder's Journey. You have to... What do you think?
I was just saying that one was sleeping. I think that's
He's underneath the little thing. This is like telling a story.
How sweet.
I don't know if I'm supposed to do... Maybe if I put out the campfire... I don't know what I'm supposed to do now.
Can you douse it? Are those water? Oh, a pan.
Oh, look. There's something going on. One. Two. Oh, put out the fire. Go
Maybe
to bed.
Right. Wait, where's he going to sleep?
Builder's Journey. Isn't that sweet?
I like this.
I think you'll really enjoy it. Look at Apple Arcade is definitely a hit.
Is it available on Apple TV?
Yeah, of course. That's one of the great things about Apple Arcade. Available on all platforms.
I wonder why they don't have it on Mac. They probably do. It's just not showing you with the screenshots because this is the App Store for iPhone.
Yeah. I assume the idea of all of Apple Arcade stuff is it's available on every Apple platform, which is really neat.
Some of them are more designed for those platforms, for sure.
Yeah, this is a touch game for sure. It'd be a little hard to do it with a mouse. But certainly you could easily do it on an Apple TV and iOS device.
And I guess if you use your trackpad on the Mac, then...
Look at this. I don't know what's going on now.
Whoa, did you see the brown?
Yeah, something's going on.
Is that supposed to be bubbling like a hot
spring?
Yeah,
it's hot lava. So I can't step on that, right? Should I? Then there's a stop sign.
It's like caution.
I don't see any pieces I can manipulate, though. I bet you there's kids out there who say, "Oh, I want to build this," and they build this model, right? Oh, there we go.
Right.
Oops, that's not what I wanted to do. I want him to go here. This is his bridge across the hot lava.
Aha!
Right?
Yeah. Now, why does Dad keep leaving child behind? Oh no, it's sinking.
We're camping. Oh, it's sinking. Holy cow, it's not hot lava. It's
quicksand.
Holy cow. Thank you for noticing that. You'd be a good father. And I would just go, "Whoa, where are you going?" I can't quite. I dropped it.
It just keeps.
There we go. Oh, come on, Dad. Let's go hiking. Isn't that fun?
This is cute. I really like this.
I feel like they did such a good job. Well, now I know that that's quicksand. I can perhaps... if you tap it... Ooh. Ooh. Oh. Ooh. Ooh.
Safe. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. This is hard. Come on, turn around. No. Ah. No. Son, come back, son. Oh. Anyway, you get the idea. Builders.
Lego thing. Builders Journey.
Really
available
nice.
In Apple Arcade for a $4.99 subscription. I think
could
it's
be a dry sand pit. Since Virgil.
Could be a dry. There's actually a...
wasn't that in the Rise of Skywalker? I believe there's a dry sand pit in the
What's
Rise
it called?
Of
a Barlac?
A Barlac.
Narlac. Snorlax. That's it.
It's called the Sarlacc Pit.
Sarlacc Pit.
The Sarlacc Pit.
It ate Boba.
It ate them all. And then you end up in the Sarlacc tube.
Yes.
In the nest.
Which leads to...
But I don't want no spoilers.
If you're in the Sarlacc tube, though, you can collect Sarlacc enzyme, which is worth more than...
All the gold in Christendom.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes this thrilling, gripping edition
of iOS Today.
We are so happy you came and watched the show. Thank you. We do it every Tuesday as soon as Leo gets here, around 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern time in the morgen. In the morning, as they say, that would be 17:30 UT. No, 6... 1730, whatever it says on the webpage, 1730 UTC. If you go to twit.tv/iOS, you can just get a download version or subscribe. Honestly, that's the best thing to do. Then you get it automatically.
You don't have to wait for us to start.
Your favorite podcast application.
There when you're ready.
Can I ask a little favor of all of our fans?
I think you should.
We don't charge you anything for the show. The show is sponsored by our advertisers. Every time I meet fans, they say, I bought a Casper mattress. And I appreciate, we really are grateful. We appreciate it. I use Zapier. But there's one more thing you can do for us that helps us both with our advertisers and helps us plan our programming, and that's take the annual TWIT survey. It's that time again. The new 2020 survey is up at twit.to/survey20. twit.to/survey20. It's pretty quick. We've taken out many of the questions to make it as simple as possible. You could see, though, we're trying to learn a little bit more about you so that we don't have to track you watching our shows. We don't want to, and we can't. But we do, sometimes advertisers want to know, well, is it more men or women, or what are their ages, that kind of thing. And having that survey information really helps us. So please, if you will, twit.to/survey20. It is another way you can help keep TWIT on the air. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
And it's really thanks to you and our wonderful audience that we can do things like hire people like Micah Sargent and Aunt Pruitt, and I think make our shows better and better.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you can follow us on social media. That's at TWIT on Twitter, at twit.tv on Instagram, at TWIT Talk on TikTok. There's also now...
There's twit.social, which is our own Mastodon instance. Everybody's invited. And our TWIT community at twit.community. So those are pretty easy to remember. Thank you, Hover. Twit.social and twit.community.
And maybe head to the twit.wiki. If I get access, maybe we'll see some updates there.
It's actually wiki.twit.tv.
What he said, not yeah. What I said.
Yeah, we could try to register TWIT Wiki. I don't know. We might even have it already, but wiki.twit.tv. And that way you can add to the wiki if you ask for edit permissions. We do have to vet people because we don't want people going in there putting... We want it all to be good stuff.
Looks like it's gone. That's good.
Yes, somebody has it.
So hopefully it's you. Yeah. We'll see.
If not, don't go there. Wiki.twit.tv.
There you go.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time on iOS
Today. That way, today.